Each January, most of us make resolutions, but only a small percentage of people actually stick to them, which many times involve a change to a healthier lifestyle. You might get some inspiration from this story involving a local woman and her love of almond butter. Amanda Zesima is the founder of a company based in Cohoes called Nutzez.
My business started pretty much because I was doing a bodybuilding competition, and the diet wasn't working with the way my body was working. So I'm diabetic, and I've been diabetic for 23 years. So my body needs more healthy fats to help stabilize my blood sugar. So instead of dropping out fats, we dropped out carbs, kept fats high to help keep my blood sugars more stable. So I was eating a lot of healthy fats. I was getting really bored with the plain almond butters that were in the stores, and it was hard to find ones that had no salts, no sugars, no added oils, just plain. So I started making them on my own.
Who knew nut butter could become a cottage industry? That was just the beginning. Zesima began to tinker with different flavorings, mixtures of spices and protein powders that wouldn't negatively impact nutritional value.
Not all nut butters are the healthiest, but almond butter is one of the biggest bangs for your buck. Our bodies all need fat to stabilize, to live, to go through its proper functions, and almond butter qualifies for that. For myself, I need 70 grams of healthy fats a day just to maintain and stay the same. So almond butter is a really quick, easy way to do that. You take a spoonful of it. It has a lot of biotin in it, potassium, vitamin C, D, A. There's a bunch of different other benefits in it, as well as just being a fat. The biggest thing about that people get scared with fats is that if I eat fat, I'm going to get fat. It's not like that with healthy fats. Our bodies need it to function.
When she realized how much of an impact the nut butters were making on her own health, Zesima decided to spread the news by making her own gourmet almond butter.
So all of my clients would bring in the new batch, the new flavor I made that day, and it was all just for fun. I just wanted to share it with them, see what they thought. I wanted them to experience it, and I just wanted to share. And they just kept on coming back and asking me for it and realizing that there's nothing else on the shelf in the market that's similar to what I make. I just decided to make a career out of it.
Zesima has a grueling schedule. Besides her own time-consuming bodybuilding routine and daily appointments as a personal trainer, she works long hours packaging and promoting her nut butters. Zesima buys 500 pounds of almonds every 2 or 3 weeks, a pound of almonds per jar. She just recently hired a helper to assist with labeling and other aspects of production.
So I'll go in there during the day, make huge batches, and I leave them in the fridge to cool, because if you jar them while they're hot, they'll melt the jars. So I go in there, do my thing, make all the butter, put it in the fridge, cool it, and then my helper comes in later on that day, and she jars it all up for me now. So that's been a huge help. I used to come to the gym, train people, go back there at night to finish jarring what I had so that I can make new ones in the morning.
Zesima recommends making sandwiches with nut butter and sprouted breads instead of snacking on donuts or bagels. She says healthy fats lessen your hunger pangs.
You're eating a healthy food with vitamins, a bunch of different minerals in it. I have my almond butters have the added protein in it. So you're getting a really packed, full meal on the go, easy. So a sprouted bread, something like the Ezekiel bread, it's also low glycemic, no processed foods in it, no salts, no sugars. Just all the good stuff that our body needs.
Almonds have a new partner. Zesima has a surprise. Anyone for Nutawana?
Within the year, I've partnered with a medical marijuana company in Connecticut. So we make the healthiest edibles in the country that anybody could have. Our philosophy behind what we make is that food packs a nutritional healing power. And if we eat the right things that go towards what our body needs in our different disorders or issues or symptoms, we can make ourselves feel better by using food.
There's more at WAMC.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.